You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, Satan's religion. We're nailing it now. Going to go on and expose some more of this. The Bible tells us about this demon, Dagon. He's half man, half fish. The Philistines took the Ark of God and brought it into the temple of Dagon, worshiped Dagon. 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 2, it says, "When the Philistines took the Ark of God, they brought it into the temple of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when the people of Ashdod rose early in the morning, there was Dagon fallen on its face to the earth before the Ark of the Lord. So they took Dagon and set it on its place again. And when they rose early the next morning, there was Dagon fallen on its face before the ground, to the ground before the Ark of the Lord. The head of Dagon and both palms of its hands were broken off on the threshold. Only the torso of Dagon was left on it. Therefore, neither the priests of Dagon nor any who came into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod to this day. But the hand of the Lord was heavy on the people of Ashdod, and he ravaged them and struck them with tumors, both Ashdod and its territory. And when the men of Ashdod saw how it was, they said, 'The Ark of God and of Israel must not remain with us, for his hand is harsh towards us and Dagon our God.'" Now, let me tell you a little bit more about Dagon, the half-fish god. The Catholics worship him, too. If you take a look at some of the hats that these Catholic leaders wear, you'll see it's a fish head pointed straight up with its mouth open. They worship Dagon. They don't even probably know it. Of course, the leadership of the Catholic Church, they know it. They know exactly what they're doing. But most Catholics, when they see these guys walk past, they say, "Oh, a holy man. Oh, Cardinal so-and-so." You know, it's a holy man to Satan is what it is. You know, God made the Philistines before him, and he destroyed them. This god that the Philistine worshipped, it says, "So that its heads and hands were cut off upon the threshold, and so nothing remained at the stump." You know, God does not allow this stuff to happen. Yes, he allowed the Philistines to do it because they're pagans. He will not allow his people to do it. CBS used to have a show on called The Little Mermaid. It's something that's half fish, half man. And Titan was half and half also. In The Little Mermaid, she makes a pact with a, quote, good witch. There is no such thing. See, they teach our kids this stuff. The Little Mermaid disobeys her father and studies humans. It teaches mermaids that are good. This is after Dagon. Ninja Turtles, four street people in a half a shell. They live in sewers and culverts. They're into Zen Buddhism. Sorry, that's evil. Leonardo meditates. He closes his eyes, puts his fingers together, does breathing exercises. Hardee's brought us this in kids' meals a few years back. And the force is referred to here in the form of fire. This is Satan worship, and they bring it into your children and corrupt them with it. Don't allow it.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.